Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. And we continue to pray for those that have been affected by this hurricane. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and verses 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're praying for those, once again, that have been affected by this hurricane, Father God. And we're praying for those that are missing, praying that they'll be able to be found, Father God. And Lord, we know you are in control and we need you, and we can't do anything else but pray and trust in you, Father God, and believe in you at your word, Lord. We're praying for all those on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet. We're praying for their families, Father God. Praying for our pastor, ask that you continue to keep him covered, Father God, and guide and direct him in the path you have chosen for him. We're praying for Evangelist Sharon today, Father God. We ask that you would give her strength, Father God, and be with her, encourage her heart. Be with also Evangelist Renee. Continue to heal her, Father God, that you may get the victory. And we give you praise, Father God. We're thanking you for your word, Father God, to the message, and that it will be in the lining of our hearts, and that we will have the understanding from on high, Father God. We ask that you will crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that we're able to receive this word. And we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against any of us right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, plead in the blood of Jesus on each and every one and on this broadcast, Father God. And we ask that you will have your way. And we're asking it all in Christ Jesus' name. And Father God, we're praying for those that are bereaved, those who are sick and shut in, and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and by your stripes we are healed, and that you will supply all of our needs, Father God. So help us to stand on the word, believe in the word, and trust in you, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bell, for that beautiful prayer. Brothers and sisters, stay spirit-filled. Stay filled with the word of God.
Yeah.
I shared this with somebody, and I think it's worth sharing on the broadcast today. Sometimes we have to repent for any wrong words that we have spoken. So I asked God, I said, Lord, let me show me this. And he showed me that. So I had to repent for words that I had spoken, and repenting for any words that's spoken over myself and over others, over my children, over my grandchildren. But sister, you got your words have to line up with the word of God. Words can be harmful. Words spoken past or present, you have to repent of. And you have to do it in the name of Jesus. Break down all the generational curse that the enemy have placed in your path. I want you, you got to keep your prayer life in harmony with the word of God, okay? You have to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Ephesians 6:17, and you have to choose to use this against all forces of the evil one, the devil. So declare that you will not be defeated. You will not be defeated by your own words. So with the word of God, which is the Spirit of God, allow him to lead you. Because Jesus died on the cross, we cannot stand against harsh words that's spoken over us, past and present. And you may not know it, but like Pastor Red, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness. There's a lot of wickedness that's going on.
Yes.
And in high places, There's some stuff happening you don't even know about. You think you know. You don't know. Because you don't know what some of them wicked places, what they're doing in there. What's going on? There's a spiritual world. So we got to start speaking God's word with authority. We speak what we want to come into existence. So whatever we speak, that's what's going to happen. So we have to be careful with our own words, for our own lives, for too, I need to say this too. I know there's probably some kind of word spoken over your life and all this. It could have been the doctors, teachers, fellow workers, employee, family member. It's just reject that stuff. And the enemy is not going to do anything but cause habit in your life. And I done figured out why. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he don't love God. And he don't love you. And he don't love me. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10. But Jesus said, now I come so you can have the godly life here on planet Earth. This new living life. That's the life he came so we could have. This kind of life.
Listen,
God want us to have his kind of life. Now, I know that just blows your mind, but God wants you to be like him. That's why over there in Ephesians 2, we can go there because that's one thing we talked about yesterday. But in Ephesians 2 and 15, the Bible says, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of the commandments, contained in the ordinance for to make in himself a twine one new man, so making peace. Listen, dear heart, please hear that. God took care of it. Jesus took care of all that stuff that's been against us. He's abolished it. You want to read it out the New Testament, out the King Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. And from the Message Bible, he tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He replaced the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. Amen.
And that's what we are. We're that new creation. And Satan don't like that because he could not be part of it. He couldn't be part of it.
Amen.
So, when she read Ephesians 6, don't ask me why I thought about this, but I thought about we have to fight to the finish. I thought about we have to fight no matter what's going on. And you have to know your weapons. Your weapons, it has to be the word of God every time because you are a new creation. There was a time you could go to their level, but they got to be brought to your level now.
Amen.
Just hear that. When he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. She said, put on the whole armor of God. You can't just put on part of this stuff. You got to put the whole thing on there. I wish we had time to teach this. We don't have time to teach it today. Because if you're going to be able to stand against his tricks, see, that's what the wiles are. Wiles are his tricks. Got to know his tricks, man.
All right.
You got to know how divisive he is. You got to know how sneaky he is. While you sleeping, he already thought of some stuff he going to hit you with. He's going to go, And you're going to like, man, I wasn't ready for that right hook. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop wrestling against the flesh and blood. It ain't had nothing to do with your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother. That's flesh. That ain't what you fight. Faith, what you think, that's what you're fighting. That's not what you're fighting, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
See, that's my famous word, but against principalities, against powers. You ain't even figured out which one you fight yet. You got to go back and see what you're fighting. Principalities, power, rules of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness and high. Well, what you're fighting, you got to determine what you're fighting. So, you know, you're using 8-ounce glove, 12-ounce glove. You got to know if you're using a rocket. You got to know if you're using bow and arrow, guns. You got to know what you're fighting and what you're fighting with. Aren't you glad that you know what you're fighting with? And aren't you glad you're going to fight to the finish against the devil and his angels? That's the invisible, but you're fighting that.
Amen.
Well, aren't you glad God gave you the power? He already called you an overcomer.
Yeah.
You have any comments, Pastor?
I'd just like to read Ephesians 6, 10 through verses 10 and 12 out of the Message Bible, Pastor.
Please.
And it reads, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we're walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Well, I'm going to read a little further because it says, be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued. So when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Isn't that beautiful?
That's awesome. But, brothers and sisters, you have to bring the reality in there. To wrestle, and Pastor, if I'm wrong, correct me, please.
Mm-hmm.
To wrestle, that means we both have to engage. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's right.
That means if we're wrestling, you grab me and I grab you, we both engage. That's what wrestling is.
Yeah.
But if all you're doing is getting smashed by the enemy in the flesh, you're not wrestling. See, you're not on his terms. You're not on his turf. He's kicking your butt for a better way because he beat you up. But you can't fight back in the flesh. You're not allowed to because you are spiritual. So the words they use in the flesh, you can't go there. That's why you got to be prepared. And you got God's supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
You got some pillory. Mass destruction. You can abolish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can do away with a whole family, a whole neighborhood, utterly remove it to become unrecognizable. You got weapons of mass destruction, which is, if you don't mind, prayer.
Come on.
Truth. They don't have that. Righteousness. They don't have that. Then you got the peace of God. And then you have salvation. You got weapons of mass destruction. But notice what he said. You're not putting on any weapons, brothers and sisters. You're not putting on any armor.
All right.
He said, finally, here's the conclusion. Yeah. Your strength is in the Lord. So get in the Lord and use them. You can't use his weapon outside of him. So you have to get in him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Your strength is to be in the Lord and in the power of his might, if that's making sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're using God's stuff, God's supply. So when you use it in this way, you can take your stand against the devil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Doesn't matter about the dark forces. It doesn't matter about the spiritual forces that's trying to control that evil. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you're trying to deal with the devil in the flesh, you're getting your head beat in. You don't even know it.
Amen.
But if you let them go and get in the spirit and start using God's stuff, but you're going to have to use it. You're going to have to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And I apologize for those that want to continue in this week's subject, but the Spirit led me this way. I guess because Pastor had said, you know, this is what we're teaching, and we need to just comment on it pretty much. And so that's what I did. I'm just being led by the Spirit of God. This didn't come from me. Now, I'm telling you this right now. God put it in, matter of fact, I think it was the word of the day in one of these Bibles. I don't know if it was in the, but it was the word of the day. And might have been yesterday. But either way, Pastor thought God would just want us to just comment on it. I'm glad you did. I thank you for it. And I think it's a good word, brothers and sisters, because it's easy to allow the enemy to start controlling parts of you. And you need to just go and repent of it and say, devil, no, you're not using me. I'm going to remain in God no matter what. The word of God into existence.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to say peace. You know, you don't have to say a whole lot of words. Sometimes you just say peace.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to be like Isaiah said when he prayed over there in Isaiah 6:7 or 6:5. Maybe 7. He heard the Lord. He said to the Lord, purge my lips as you did Isaiah. Yeah. Sometimes you got to tell him that. You got to give me that new beginning. You got a new mouth now.
Yeah.
Because Jesus, he abolished the enemy in the flesh. So you're doing this new thing. And that's part of the subject, being living this new way. And living this new way is speaking holiness. It's speaking blessings. And it doesn't matter what they're speaking. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Tell the Lord. Say, Lord. You know, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes you got to put your hand on your mouth because God has shed it up for you.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised how God can work that little bitty thing to shut your mouth up to let you know, hey, shut it up. Just, boom, shut it up. Don't worry about it.
Then you
speak holiness. That's what happened to John the Baptist's daddy. He was getting ready to say the wrong thing. God shut his mouth up.
Yes,
God had ways of allowing you to know you're just talking too much. You need to shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully tomorrow we will get back on it. Well, let's continue to pray. Evangelist Sharon, strengthen the Lord, and also Evangelist Renee as well. And we'll continue to pray for those that's in New Orleans. Like I said, one of the listeners, she's in Galveston, Texas. Two of them over. That's a family. They went there to get away from that sister. What's her name? Ida, whatever her name is. She's been real destructive. You had anything else you'd like to say, Pastor? I know we're running over time, brother and sister, but it's okay.
No, praise God. We're just going to continue. I stand in agreement with you, Pastor, praying for those, and thank God for the sisters that was able to get away, get their family up out of the line of danger there. So we continue to pray for them.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all be blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at you.